This morning we chat to social media activist Hasina Majid, who did her master's in HIV/AIDS with a focus on management, content explored based on global trends, currently volunteering and helping people in Umrah, who speaks to us live from Saudi Arabia. Sister Hasina, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I'm very well.
Alhamdulillah. We appreciate you taking all the time to speak to us this morning. Now, as I indicated in my introduction, that you did your master's in HIV/AIDS. AIDS in the Muslim community, what made you research this topic?
HIV is a global problem, the devastation of which has far-reaching consequences to communities and countries. In 2015, I started my master's in HIV simply because it was becoming so alarming how many of my patients presented to my practice who were never tested or screened for HIV just on the grounds that it couldn't happen to them. This, coupled with the fact that in Pietermaritzburg itself, physical abuse, infidelity and drug abuse is on a huge increase in all communities, I felt that it was necessary for me to create a platform of awareness and assistance to all those who may be affected without compromising their social safety.
Now, you make reference to Pietermaritzburg, and I suppose that is where you may have been residing when you did your research. And we understand that your research was both on the wealthy and the poor. What were some of the things you learned from those interactions when it comes to the issue of contracting HIV?
The huge lesson, or the biggest lesson that I learned, is that poor people are more accepting that there is a risk they could contract it, and they're more willing to accept help. So if you went to a poorer community and you said, we're rolling out the testing campaign and it's to give you better insight into your health, they would readily just participate. But in more wealthy or even middle income to high income population groups, if you conducted the same test, people would just say, no, it can't happen to me. So this was a huge alarm bell, a red flag almost. And that was one of the biggest lessons that I learned, because even though poverty has the strongest link to HIV, nobody is immune to it based on their income, their race, or even their religion.
Is it a growing global phenomenon, or does your research focus on AIDS in South Africa only?
My work is limited to South Africa and more specifically Pietermaritzburg. However, the foundation of my work is based on global trends. Remember, when things start happening around the world, South Africa slowly follows suit. And if you look at the global trend at the moment in HIV, even though we know that the foundations of it is spread by unsafe sexual practices and all of that, there's now a growing trend where we see that drug abuse, physical abuse, all those kind of things are starting to become as important risk factors for people who may contract HIV and AIDS.
So much of what is linked to HIV is obviously with regards to illicit behavior by individuals, and that is obviously a taboo topic in itself. Because of the connotation and all that it is linked to, is this taboo topic neglected and swept under the carpet much?
Yeah, most definitely. HIV has become so taboo purely because of poor education. That is something people would prefer to ignore. So the people in our communities who are tasked with guidance, leadership of smaller groups of people, whether it's socially or religiously, they face huge setbacks with regard to HIV and AIDS because of the notion people hold it won't happen to them for total invalid reasons. Okay? The fear of stigma and discrimination is the largest limiting factor across the board for everybody to seek help for HIV and AIDS.
You believe government made a huge mistake in the initial stages of HIV/AIDS education. What was this mistake?
The hugest mistake they made, you know that HIV started in our country around about 1985 or 1986, and over the last three decades, the South African government has spent billions of rands in education and testing campaigns. The fatal flaw for me is the fact that they advocated that HIV and AIDS is purely or solely or largely contracted through promiscuity or unsafe sexual practices, and they did not include the risk that irresponsible social behavior would have. I believe that if they at least included this or recognized it in their campaigns, we would be years ahead in terms of our response and the success.
How do we move forward as a community, and how does organizations like the Muslim AIDS program factor in?
The first step is education. The more we know, the less ignorant we are, and immediately that reduces our risk. We need to talk about this widely on our supper tables, Salim groups, radio stations, khutbas. Communication needs to start. Most importantly, we need to test, test, and test. HIV AIDS testing should be mandatory for all people at least once a year. The risk group is 15 to 50 years of age. That's just a broad group. And having an HIV test does not mean you have trust issues in your relationship or that you're encouraging bad behavior in your children. For those who are in relationships with people using drugs, please test and please encourage the user to test as well. For our brothers and sisters in abusive relationships, there is a risk. Please test. For the people that access intravenous healthcare treatments, please test. MAP is an initiative of the Jamiatul Ulama. They're doing wonderful work. I'm aware of their work in KZN. It's a wide-reaching program, so anybody needing assistance who would prefer to go the route of the Jamiat, please go that route. There's wonderfully trained people there, and they will help you. All care lines and counseling centers are equipped to screen and counsel for HIV. Confidentiality and anonymity is your right. And then last, I am available throughout the year on all social networks to assist people at no charge. If there's anyone out there, especially with questions regarding drug abuse and physical abuse, I'm more than willing to help you. And this is a service I do for everybody at no charge. It's simply because it's starting to kill our community slowly. So if there's anyone I can assist, please find me and I will help you.
Certainly, very kind of you to avail your services. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. We appreciate you, sharing the research information with us, and we hope that will serve as an eye-opener to one and all. Jazakumullah khair, Sister Hasina, for your time on Radio Islam.
Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, so topics that weren't discussed before, we need to reflect on them, and there needs to be education, certainly because of how things have evolved within our country and how the Muslim community also continues to live, that we are not in isolation, and things that are affecting everyone in the country are also affecting us.